Hey, Arizona, Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live,
the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk.
And now, broadcasting live from another happy hour on 104.1 KQTH,
here's your host, Matt Russell.
Foodies, thank you so much for your patience. We had to iron out some technical problems, but we are here. We are live from the epicenter of deliciousness here in downtown Tucson. We are coming to you live from Hub Restaurant in Creamery, right on Congress Street in the heart of downtown, having a great time. We are just surrounded by great cocktails, by great beers, by great food, and the vibrancy, the action, the energy is alive and well. Come on down here and join the party here at Hub Restaurant and Creamery. Now, there is so much going on in the cocktail scene these days, fellow foodies, and I brought a guy on who is going to be our celebrity co-host for the full hour. He's one of the guys behind Three Wells Distilling Company, and these guys have been super busy. His name is Matt Montgomery. Matt, how you doing?
Good, Matt. Thanks so much for having me today.
I couldn't do a show about cocktails without you at the helm.
Well, I like to think so anyways. It's great to be down here. It's so beautiful in downtown Tucson right now.
Yeah, and we just love Hub as a kind of a destination for great food, great cocktails, great wines. You and I are both decided to drink the same beer today, the Leap Pale Ale from our good friends down at 1055 Brewing Company. Yep. Always a great beer to get the weekend started.
Yeah, and also our neighbors, in fact.
It's exactly right. Now, remind all of our listeners exactly where Three Wells Distilling Company is.
So we are at 3780 East 44th Street, Suite 120, which is just east of Dodge off of 44th Street, so right by 1055 Brewing.
Now, a lot of our listeners remember when you were on the show a few months ago with your business partner Chris talking about some agave spirits that you guys are working on, some prickly pear spirits that you guys have really come to define here in Southern Arizona. But you guys just launched a gin that is made up entirely of Arizona ingredients. Tell our listeners about what you have just off the shelves at Three Wells.
So our Mount Lemon gin is a gin that we distill completely ourselves. So we start from a corn base in our distillery. Distill it three times, and then in the fourth run, what we do is we take alligator, juniper, berries, and tips from Mount Lemon.
Oh, my gosh.
Along with creosote bush, generally from my backyard, a little bit of citrus, which is actually the one non-Arizona indigenous ingredient in it. And chiltepín peppers that my wife Conti grows, actually.
Oh my gosh! So you're thinking about the botanicals are really showcased in this, and you call it Mount Lemon Gin.
We call it Mount Lemon Gin because you know you can't have gin without juniper berry, and that's where the juniper berries come from. We literally harvest it almost from one tree on Mount Lemon, and I won't tell you which tree that is.
You want to keep that a secret?
Absolutely.
Now, where did the idea come from to bring creosote into this gin?
You know, that just that desert rain smeller, or even, you know, I live out, on 4.5 acres out south and east of Tucson, and so I'm surrounded by creosote, and every morning even walking out to my truck, you know, that smell when it's cool and kind of damp out in the mornings is so prevalent.
That
desert rain kind of wet creosote smell. And so we thought, you know, we're already doing prickly pear. We're doing agave. Let's see if we can make the creosote work, knowing that mixologists around town and elsewhere have been trying to use creosote in cocktails. So we gave it a shot, and lo and behold, it works. It's actually probably the dominant flavor in our gin.
Now, I know people. There's a lot of buzz around town about this Mount Lemon gin, and a lot of people behind most of the buzz are mixologists across Southern Arizona that have come to know you through what you're doing with prickly pear, but you're seeing this Mount Lemon gin at bars and, you know, different bars almost every week.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really cool. Tafao over at Proper's got several cocktails on the menu. They have it here at Hub. John over at Highwire's got several cocktails and going to be doing some really cool infusion stuff with it. It's just really neat to see what the mixologists are doing with the product that we make. It's really neat.
One of the things I loved about this gin, and I did, you know, full disclosure, I did have a chance to try some of this gin, actually before even went public as part of our research and development exercises.
Absolutely.
And I was fascinated by the fact that I enjoyed it straight. Neat. So I typically do a gin cocktail. I don't typically do gin neat, but this is a gin that works beautifully alone.
Yeah, it really does. And that's, in large part, Matt, it's because we distill it ourselves completely. So we're not using a grain neutral spirit, which is a spirit that's, you know, an alcohol that's available through industry. But it's distilled to such a high proof that it takes out any of the maltiness and any of the kind of smoothness and nice mouthfeel that you get in other spirits. So because we're making it ourselves, we're able to leave that in. And then cut it, make the cuts in it just like you would a whiskey. And what it does is it kind of creates a nice standalone spirit by itself, and then you add the botanicals in there, and it just makes everything better.
Just gorgeous. We're talking to Matt Montgomery. He is the distiller and co-owner, founder extraordinaire at Three Wells Distilling Company. He's got this off-the-hook gin called Mount Lemon Gin. Go around to bars and lounges and pubs across southern Arizona. You're bound to see it somewhere. If you don't see it, ask for it by name. They can get a hold of Three Wells and make sure that they give the people what they want. Now, we've got about 45 seconds before our first commercial break. You guys have a little expansion plan in the works.
Yeah, we do, Matt. We are currently expanding into the space to the north of us, so we're doubling our space. And along with that, what we're going to be able to do is expand our tasting room. So we're hoping that by late July, early August, we're going to be able to open up for regular cocktail hours, a couple of happy hours, maybe Thursday, Friday evenings. Cocktails made, designed by Tucson's great mixologists that we've named, and some we probably haven't even thought of yet. And so we're really looking forward to that, and for folks to be able to come down and try, you know, actual cocktails made with our spirits right there on site.
Three Wells Distilling Company is a manifestation of what local is all about. I love the local distilling movement, and you guys are really telling some fun stories. Anyway, thanks for helping to steer the ship with us for the hour. We're going to have a little bit of fun left to go on the show, do a little eating, some drinking, and celebrate summer in Tucson.
Sounds great. Can't wait.
We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors, and when we come back, we're going to be setting our sights at the Hacienda del Sol. Our good friend John Kulikowski, the director of wine and spirits, he's got some things up his sleeve for two of my favorite holidays, Father's Day and July 4th. You don't want to miss one delicious bite. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Stick around.
Hey, it's Matt Russell, and I have some fun new ways for you to get happy this summer at one of the hot spots on Tucson's culinary and cocktail scene, Commoner & Co. Enjoy special happy hour prices on delectable dishes, craft brews, premium wines, and signature cocktails every Monday through Saturday from the moment they open their doors until 6 p.m. And every Monday, from open to close, each bottle of wine on the Commoner & Co. menu will be half off the regular price. Half off! Is there a better way to get your week started? Keep cool and get your happy on this summer at Commoner & Co. on the southeast corner of Sunrise and Cole. I'll see you there.
Hey, fellow foodies, it's a brand new year, and I'm throwing down a challenge. The time has come for each and every one of you to do what I did years ago and liberate your pantries once and for all from those old jugs of oil and vinegar that you got from the big box grocery store. I'm Matt Russell, and I say enough is enough. It's time to make a fresh start for your family's health and choose only the freshest extra virgin olive oil and specially aged balsamic vinegars that can only be found at Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics. Take it from the palate of a pro. Tom Alfonso is one of only a handful of certified olive oil tasters in the country, and his highly trained staff is ready to show you what you've been missing by pouring you some free samples today. Enjoy single varietal, fused, and infused olive oils, along with suggestions for pairing them with the perfect balsamic vinegars. Stop in today at one of their two convenient locations, on the southeast corner of River and Campbell in St. Philip's Plaza, and on the southeast corner of Oracle and McGee in Plaza Escondida. Or check them out online at alfonsooliveoil.com. On behalf of Tom and Nancy Alfonso, here's to your health and happiness all year long.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. You are listening to the most delicious hour on radio like you do every Saturday at 5 on 104.1 KQTH. We're broadcasting live deep in the heart of happiness at Hub Restaurant and Creamery, of course, on Congress Street in the heart of downtown Tucson. We are surrounded by cocktails. And there's a guy who knows a thing or two about cocktails. Our celebrity co-host from Three Wells Distilling Company, Matt Montgomery, is back with us.
Thanks, Matt.
Well, I tell you what, two of my favorite holidays are coming up. We've got Father's Day is coming up. I love it because I'm a dad. Very
right,
special day for me.
Yep.
July 4th is coming up. Special day for me because that's my birthday.
Oh.
And there is a guy who has some great events planned for both July 4th and Father's Day. He's the director of wine and spirits at the Hacienda del Sol Guest Ranch Resort, and his name is John Kulikowski. John, are you with us?
I sure am, Matt, and it's a pleasure to be back with you on your show. It's always a terrific time.
Always fun having you, sir. You know, I wish
you
were here. We have cocktails and surround sound, John.
Well, I'd like some of that gin, if you don't mind. I'm getting a little thirsty here. It is happy hour, as you know.
We can arrange that.
Yeah, we sure can.
We have lots of fun things happening here at Hacienda del Sol to keep our summer real interesting. We're starting with our Father's Day brunch. You know, we were voted best brunch in Tucson at least 5 years in a row by Tucson Lifestyle Magazine. And to make it a little special for the dads, not only do we have our complimentary sparkling wine and blood orange mimosas, we invited JP and Chris Squires over from 1055 Brewing Company to give samples to all the dads of their famous beers. We'll have growlers available. We'll have our usual outstanding Father's Day brunch with the prime ribs of beef, our outstanding views from our west patio. And it's always a terrific dad for mom to take the dads out for a wonderful brunch.
Well, I'm not going to argue with that. Like we said, I'm a dad. I love that day. And I love, paying tribute to my own father who, sometimes listens to this show, from Washington, D.C. But Father's Day sounds like a great moment at Hacienda del Sol.
I think you should bring your dad over to Hacienda del Sol and get him a nice beer.
I think that sounds great. And what a coincidence, John Kulikowski. Matt and I are drinking the Leap Pale Ale from 1055 as we speak. We love those guys.
I'm a little
jealous. We love those
guys. I'm drinking club soda and you're getting a nice cold beer.
Yeah. Wait a minute. You know, how does the director of wine and spirits at the Hacienda get away with drinking a club soda at Saturday afternoon, John?
Exactly. When my shift ends, I think I'll have something a little bit stronger. But anyway, I have to wish you a happy birthday on July 4th. I didn't know that was your birthday. And we're doing our famous Red, White, and Brew beer event, but we're going to do it this year on Sunday, July 3rd instead of Monday, July 4th. It's a Monday holiday, and we love to have the grounds, all set up for our holiday events on Sunday afternoons, 4 to 7 p.m. We're going to have the Rolito River Band live entertainment that day. We have over 25 selections of beer being offered in beer tents around the property. And as you came to our Zen Blues and Barbecue, you know what a fantastic setup Chef Bruce does with all kinds of
Bruce Yim is a rock star.
Yeah, he sure is. And since you've been here, we set up a parrilla. It's a grill built right into the terraza garden patio where we have wood grill set up with the Argentinian parrilla that goes up and down for perfect cooking. And Bruce put together a terrific menu of brick chicken, pigs in the blanket. We're going to have smoked brisket, Wagyu beef sliders on Hawaiian rolls, stuffed trout with citrus herb stuffing, Santa Maria tri-tip, all kinds of salads, potato salad, baked beans. If you don't want to go through the trouble of making a good old American picnic, Chef Bruce Yim has set it up already for you. All you have to do is show up, taste 20 to 25 beers around the property, enjoy our gorgeous views, and have a great time from 4 to 7 p.m. on Sunday, July 3rd.
You know, the grounds at the Hacienda are so exquisite, and everything is in bloom seemingly all year round. And if any of our listeners have not had a chance to get up to the Hacienda del Sol, especially after they completed their beautiful renovation project, you have to get up there. And they do events, fellow foodies, unlike any other. Taking advantage of the flora and the fauna that are around the property, bringing some great culinary and cocktail experiences to bear for everybody. Again, Father's Day and July 4th, technically the 3rd this year, to celebrate. Now, John, how can people get reservations for these events? Because I know these things do have the prospects of selling out. So what kind of strategy would you offer to our listeners?
I would say that on July 3rd, that Sunday afternoon, you're more than welcome to show up, but reservations are in order. Our reservation line is always 520-529-3500. We'll be happy to assist you anytime with a reservation. On Father's Day brunch, we sell out every year, so reservations are definitely recommended. We have a couple of other things, Matt, that I think you should know about to help our Tucson summer a little easier. We have Wine Down Wednesdays coming up where I took my wine list and 50% off every single bottle on our award-winning Wine Spectator wine list of over 750 selections. All of those are 50% off on Wednesday evenings, including our half-bottle selection. So that's a terrific thing. It's a little way to give back to the locals here at Hacienda and get them to come see our property. As you know, our renovation is finally finished. We have all our beautiful Catalina rooms. We have a new vista called Sandy's Vista with spectacular views of the entire valley, as well as our Terraza Garden patio with our new built-in parrilla grill from Argentina. It's terrific.
I can't wait to see that grill. And, of course, live music during, all kinds of great events. You always see people getting up and dancing. It's so much fun.
Always,
anyway, 529-3500 is the number to call to make your reservations for Father's Day. It's a must. Do it now. Call John now. Tell him you heard him on the radio. And, of course, July the 3rd to celebrate our nation's independence and my birthday on July the 4th. forth. Head up there and have a great time with the family. Anyway, John Kulikowski, the director of wine and spirits at Hacienda del Sol. I just want to wish you all the best for another awesome summer here in Tucson. And I know that we're going to be running into you quite frequently.
I hope so, Matt. I really do. Come by and have a free birthday cocktail on me. I'd like to make it for you myself, actually.
A free birthday cocktail.
Absolutely.
Okay, now we got witnesses. We have 10 million people listening to you just offering me a free cocktail. How could I say no to John Kulikowski? John, hey, thanks so much for everything you do.
All right, Matt. Thanks very much for that, and I appreciate it. I hope to make it down to the Hub and have one of their drinks, too. Maybe some pointers there.
We're going to do it. Anyway, thanks so much, John. We're going to take another quick commercial break and thank another couple of our valued sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to be live-dating like heroes here at Hub because we have General Manager Ralph Avelli here who's going to offer some strategies for sipping and singing your way through these hot summer months. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Don't go away.
Why such a loud slurp, my friend?
Well, I read on a recent article on TucsonFoodie.com 8 spots for Japanese ramen in Tucson that is customary.
What? No way.
Way. Not only that, but I found a great Tucson Foodie article about some of the best Tucson hotspots for happy hour, a guide to the growing number of restaurants in downtown Tucson, a roundup of killer spots for burgers, and a number of new restaurants to check out. Tucson Foodie also just won a Best of Award from the Tucson Weekly's 2014 competition.
That's insane.
What? That they won an award?
No, that slurping ramen is customary. I'm going to have to check out Tucson Foodie to see for myself. Where can I find it?
They're all over. Check them out on the web at TucsonFoodie.com, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, and Tumblr. They also have a great weekly email newsletter, which you can sign up for at TucsonFoodie.com. Just look for the bright red logo.
I'm on it.
Great. Now, excuse me, I have a bowl of ramen to finish.
Hi, it's Matt Russell, and I know you're hungry because you're listening to this show, so it must be time to treat yourself to Tino's. Tino's Pizza, that is. Family-owned and operated for more than 30 years, Tino's serves up hand-tossed pizzas from scratch every single day, along with salads, wings, and oven-toasted sandwiches that will satisfy any appetite. And Tino's lineup of craft beers and premium wines will pair perfectly with any of their pizzas, like my favorite, the Dimitri Special. Pizza is a family affair, and Tino's invites you and yours to come in and experience the difference that local makes in a setting that's just right for any occasion. Isn't it time for Tino's? Tino's Pizza, open daily at 6610 East Tancredi Road, just across the street from Trail Dust Town. And don't forget to download some money-saving coupons at tinospizza.com.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
Having more fun than humans should be allowed to have. We are broadcasting live from a Hub restaurant and creamery in the heart of downtown Tucson on Congress Street. You know, the destination for summer lovin', Matt Montgomery.
Nice.
That's what they say. I'm getting all fuzzy inside.
Me too.
But here we are, Matt Montgomery from Three Wells Distilling Company, the guy behind some great agave spirits, some great prickly pear spirits, and now a guy behind some great juniper anchored Mount Lemon Gin. Again, it's here at the Hub and here at a number of restaurants and bars across town. And here's a guy who loves this gin so much, he bought it. And now Ashley here is at Hub. He's the general manager. He calls himself AZ Ralphie. But his name is Ralph Avella. How you doing, Ralph?
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, we have to hear Ralph. Let's try that again. And the general manager, Ralph Avella, is with us.
Hey, hey, hey.
Oh, all right, we don't hear him. All right, so thank you. We're going to have that. Have you switch headsets right there. Do a little little dance here. And there's Ralph Avella. Ralph, how are you?
All righty.
Hey, nice
hey,
to
hey,
see you, brother.
How are you, sir?
Hey, we're doing great. Look, it's 110 degrees outside, but this place is just, you know, filled. The vibe is great. People know that just because it's summer in Tucson, there's still some off-the-hook cocktail specials, great places to come and just chill. Here we are downtown at Hub. Nothing wrong with this, man.
Absolutely, absolutely. Matt, I got to say, first of all, every time I see you, I particularly like the fact that I get to take a break and have cocktails.
That's what we do. We could come here every day at like 5 o'clock if that would help. Would that work?
I could do that. Just don't let my boss know, right?
All right. No, yeah, we won't let your boss know. No, of course not. Anyway, it's sweltering, right? It's hot outside, but you know, you take a look at that downtown. It's not bothering anybody.
No,
people
are
coming
into
Hub, having some libations. I'm anxious to know, Ralph, from a libations perspective, how are people beating the heat here at Hub these days?
Definitely beer and cocktails.
Right on.
Unquestionably. We, you know, most people when they think about Hub, you know, we're known for ice cream, unquestionably.
Right.
We got a great ice cream factory across the street that's producing all the ice cream. that's great, but I think for some of us adults, obviously you got to mix a few other things into the mix.
Yeah.
You know, and honestly, they can go pretty well hand in hand, I would say. The first, I got a drink right here that I think screams summertime.
Screams summertime.
Yeah, it's actually called the Summer Haven Ice, if that helps, you know. So Summer Haven, i.e. up in Mount Lemon, but also summer as in, you know, something refreshing when it's really hot out.
Summer Haven Ice.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so now is that one of the beverages that you brought out for us to try?
That is one of the beverages we have. It actually has some of our homemade sorbet in there.
Homemade sorbet.
Yep. Yeah. Today, actually, we have a pina, strawberry, and peach sorbet.
Oh, my gosh.
So one of the things I really like about this drink, we change the sorbet flavor daily. So every day, it's kind of a chance for the bartender to have a little fun. And, you know, it's always going to have a sorbet base, but what kind of juice we might mix in there, what kind of vodka we might mix in there gets switched up a little bit.
A rotating sorbet
exactly.
Program.
You know, when you have a drink list and the bartenders, one thing we always scream at them is to be consistent. This is the one time I think the bartenders have an opportunity to have a little fun and actually change things up a little bit every day.
And I love the fact that the bartender's talking to the dude that's making the sorbet.
Exactly.
And there's like a common ground there.
And actually we generally have three different flavors of sorbet going, so it's an opportunity for the guest as well to have a little input and say, you know, today I think I'm going to try the pina colada one. Tomorrow I'm going to try the strawberry one and whatnot.
I love that. So there's always some fun, fresh innovations. It's like a laboratory here.
Yep.
Putting together some great cocktails. Now, summertime, hot outside, you're thinking fruit forward in some of these drinks, right?
Definitely. So, again, this one actually has chunks of cherries floating around in it, peach. For this one, I actually used a little orange vodka.
Oh, okay. Now, see, for the benefit of our listening audience, who all wants this to be a TV show one day, we'll have to talk to our friends at Nine on Your Side to see if we can make that happen.
You know, Matt, I've always been told I have a face made for radio, so I don't
that
know.
That makes two of us.
Okay,
I'm gonna try this. Beautiful fragrance coming off of that. So, again, fresh fruit in a cocktail celebrating summer. Oh, that's beautiful.
Pretty good.
So there's a savory note to that cocktail as well. So it's not overwhelmingly sweet. You've got this great balance going. Mm-hmm. So the sweetness is almost just a little suggestion.
Well, our sorbet generally is just not, it's not over-the-top sweet. There's always a nice balance to it.
Yeah, absolutely delicious. Okay, so that's the Summer Haven Ice. Mm-hmm. Now, does this come in a venti?
It does not. That is strictly made for a martini glass.
Okay. Well, it presents beautifully.
Yep.
Matt Montgomery, I don't have any cooties.
Don't finish that
So if you'd like
now.
To try it. We're not going to finish that.
No, well, we have other cocktails coming up.
Oh, okay. Oh, boy, I don't want to violate protocol here, Ralph. Okay, so
no, by all means.
What else are people drinking here at Hub when the temperature is 110 degrees?
Obviously, in addition to cocktails, we're also a huge beer house. We have a lot of beers that we try to rotate in and out. Right now, we have a few great ones that are actually from here in Tucson. You guys are drinking the 1055.
Love those guys.
Yeah, I mean, we have two of their beers right now. We have the Stout, which obviously in the summertime isn't as big of a seller. It's a little rich. But, you know, the pale that you guys are drinking, the pale ale is definitely great when it's 115 and we're all dying.
Yeah, you're not that couple of pints of this. Now, I'm a year-round stout guy. Mm-hmm. I'm a stout guy through and through.
I'm a porter fan myself.
Your porters are great. And people look at me like I'm nuts, you know, going for a big, you know, 9.5, you know, Russian Imperial.
In June.
Exactly. So people are really enjoying the fresh seasonal beers. How many beers do you have on tap here?
Right now we got 22.
22. And again, just like the sorbets are sort of constantly rotating, mm-hmm. I would imagine you guys are switching out those tap handles regularly.
We have four or five that we change out pretty regularly. The main core of them actually stay. We change it about three times a year. But we have four or five that we change out weekly, bi-weekly or so.
Right.
This actually, the one from 1055 we just brought on, we've had it for about a week. It'll probably stick around for maybe 3 weeks or so, and then we'll bring in another, I don't want to say seasonal, but another thing that's good for the summertime.
Yeah. Well, on the spirits side of things, are people just navigating naturally to the clear spirits? Is this a big rum, vodka, gin time of year? Now, I'm a whiskey guy. I can drink whiskey all year round.
Yeah.
Is the summertime lightening things up?
Yes and no. Like, we have three drinks in front of us. The third one, actually, our sidecar, has a George Tickle Rye in it. And that's, you know, myself, I'm definitely a whiskey drinker.
Right on.
So I don't care if it's November, January, whenever. You know, do I want it with cubes or not with cubes is pretty much what the question is.
that's right.
And I think a lot of people downtown are that way. They're whiskey drinkers are whiskey drinkers, period.
I dig it. You know, let's give some props to the guys behind the bar. Name them out. We got 10 seconds before we have to go to commercial break.
Right now we have Tyson, Josh, and Beth standing behind the bar.
I'm a big Tyson fan. I've been following his career for a long time. He has ascended to the pinnacle of his career right here at Hub. Anyway, Ralph Avella, general manager here at Hub Restaurant and Creamery, delighting us with cocktails, making friends everywhere he goes. Thank you so much for helping us keep libated and refreshed and hydrated all for
the
while.
Absolutely my pleasure.
A quick news break, some more sponsors being thanked, and we're coming back with the chef himself, Ben Caballero, is live. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Hey there, fellow foodies. Matt Russell here, and I say that nothing makes a culinary and cocktail experience more legendary than a premium cigar. And Jerry's Cigars has everything for the Tucson cigar enthusiast. With more than 70,000 cigars in stock, Jerry's has a cigar for every taste and size, including rare and hard-to-find cigars, alongside an impressive showcase of lighters and cutters, humidors, and other accessories. Swing by Jerry's for some sticks to go, or fire one up in the climate-controlled comfort of Jerry's Cigar Lounge. Jerry's Cigars, the official tobacconist of On the Menu Live. Come see him today at 4433 North 1st Avenue, just north of Wetmore Road. Or give them a call at 887-7778. That's 887-7778. The heat is on in southern Arizona, and I ask you, is your grill ready for a busy barbecue season? Mine wasn't until I called Tucson Grill Cleaning, your go-to company for all things barbecue. Not only do they clean even the grossest of grills with an exclusive purification treatment that will breathe new life into your beloved barbecue, they also do grill installations and repairs, sell unique grill accessories, and give great advice. Don't you deserve a well-functioning appliance free of the nastiness that no grill should be subject to? Call the award-winning Tucson Grill Cleaning today for a clean grill of health at 245-7967. That's 245-7967. Or simply book your appointment online at TucsonGrillCleaning.com.
And welcome back, fellow foodies. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. We've got some foodies in the house at this live broadcast from Hub Restaurant and Creamery. Everybody knows where Hub is, on Congress in the heart of downtown Tucson, having a great time during these hot temperatures. Ralph Avella helped get us nice and cool over the time. Speaking of cool people, I have to thank our sponsors. You know, these folks really come up in a leadership way and make sure that this show is on every single week. Without these heroes of mine, this show simply would not be able to be on the air, and we would not be able to talk about all the great things happening on the local culinary and cocktail scene. Alfonso, Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics, Commoner & Co., Gourmet Air, Jerry's Cigars, Tino's Pizza, Tucson Foodie, Tucson Grill Cleaning, Tucson Originals, and Russell Public Communications. Always great people. Give them your business. They work hard to deserve it. Another hardworking guy here from Three Wells Distilling Company, Matt Montgomery, is back with us.
Yep.
Making our way through some cocktails.
Looking at the food, it looks fantastic.
And what a great segue, Matt, because people come to the Hub for great food, and there is a guy, and I'm sure he'll say that it takes a village, but the executive chef here, just like these guys behind the bar, rising to the pinnacle of their careers, shaking and making friends. This guy's making a lot of friends from the back of the house, executive chef Ben Comaghetto.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Great.
Well.
So I got to tell you, I've been following your posts from New York City.
Yes.
You literally just got back. As a matter of fact, I think I saw a post last night at midnight. And I'm thinking, uh-oh, yeah. You better get back here in time.
I got back in the town about 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon and had a late dinner with my family and right back to work at 10:30 this morning.
Did you have some great meals, some great food there in
awesome
New York?
Awesome food. The culture out there and the food out there is just totally different, very inspirational.
Now, speaking of inspiration, did you come back to Tucson with any sort of ideas or things that you want to do maybe a little bit differently here?
I have a lot of ideas floating in my head right now. Just piecing them together, taking the puzzle pieces, and then putting them down perfectly and making that picture real soon.
I dig it. You know, last time you were on the show, we were doing a live broadcast from Playground.
Yes, sir.
And we had the chance, you know, albeit briefly, to sort of get to know you a little bit. We were talking about, you know, that great ahi poke that you kicked out, some great sun-dried tomato-crusted salmon, if I'm not forgetting.
Still doing that dish.
Yeah. Always great. But we didn't have the time to really find out who you are. Okay, so Ben Caballero, here you are, executive chef at Hub Restaurant and Creamery. Where does your story start? I mean, you're like one of these little kids who said, I think I want to be a chef when I grow up.
Definitely, that's how it started as a little kid, but it started that I did not want to be a chef growing up. My father was a chef for 30 years, and growing up and seeing him away from family, that was one of the last things that I wanted to do as a kid. I had different things and different goals in life, but as the years kept on going down, it just all fell into place, and one of my first kitchens I worked in was up at Hacienda Del Sol.
Oh, we just had the wine and spirits director on the show 10 minutes ago.
Yeah. I was working under, so that was actually, like, I call my boot camp. I was in all the catering and parties over there. Executive Chef Romero Scavo.
Absolutely.
One of my mentors.
Yep.
Is one of my mentors. I worked with him for a couple of years, started my own family. Went up to Harvest. I was working both places when the market group opened up Harvest in Oro Valley, and I was back and forth. Ended up landing one of my first sous chef gigs at Zona 78. I did that for a couple years, and got into an unfortunate car accident.
Oh, my goodness.
Took me out for like a little over a year. But that's when Romero had Posco in the works.
Right.
And as I got better, me and him started boxing together.
Can't keep a good man down, can you, man?
And then he even gave me the inspirational talk. He's like, hey, man, I see a bright future with you. I'd like to, you know, open up this restaurant with you. And we did that together for 3 years. And, you know, a chef doesn't like to stay in one place for too long.
Right.
He'll go and learn other things. And just wanted to grow as a chef. And I came to the Hub a little over 3 years ago. And here I am now, man, just...
What a story.
Turning and burning.
What a story. Yeah, I mean, that's the turning and burning, the Ben Caballero story. That should be your autobiography.
Something like that. A long story short, that's how it goes.
I love it. So how would you describe, I've been a big fan of Hub since you guys opened your doors, but for someone who's never been here before, from a culinary perspective, from the center of the plate, talk to us a little bit about your philosophy here and how you sort of built this menu. What can people expect when they come in the door?
Well, we specialize in comfort food is what we like to call it. A lot of my inspiration in the food comes from stuff that I've grown up, or we've all grown up eating here and there, like ceviche.
All right, I just have to give me 30 seconds. I love these wonderful moments of spontaneity. John Farlow is actually in the house. One of our recurring celebrity co-hosts, a man who knows more about rum than anyone should be allowed to know. John Farlow, give it up for John Farlow, everybody. He just shows up. He smelled cocktails, and that's why he ran over to the show. Always nice to see you, John. Try the Summer Haven Ice, courtesy of Ralph Avella. Anyway, Ben Caballero.
Yeah.
So comfort food, comfort cuisine, hug the tummy, make you feel good.
Something that we all growing up, like grandma and mom and dad used to make for us back in the day, you know. Something we get together as a family and enjoy. It's like where I like to take my food towards. Right. It's something that we grew up on, and but just throw a little new school flair into it.
So now as executive chef, where you're sort of leading a team, is there one thing that that you might find yourself challenged by as a chef? I mean, you know, you're running your program here. Is there one thing that you just that gives you a sense of adventure and of challenge that you just take head on?
I just roll with the punches. Growing up as a boxer, a fighter too, that I like to use that term, is rolling with the punches, leading our team, making sure that even though we get beat up every night and we're hot and we're sweaty, just to encourage the guys to keep on pushing, and then to look out in the window and on the floor and to see like the customers smiling and like enjoying each other's food. Like, this is what we like to take pride in, and that's what I like to encourage. And that's the biggest challenge, is when we get beat up because we're so busy. That some people, you know, they get that look on their face, but it's just, hey, as a chef, that's like, hey, man, you're doing a great job. Just keep on pushing it out. We got a couple more hours, and it'll be all worth it at the end of the night.
Almost like a distilling operation.
A lot like a distilling operation.
Exactly.
Working to please your customers.
Turn and burn.
Yeah, exactly.
So now that you're sort of, you know, running the team here, working with your team, working with your sous and your line cooks and everything, do you see a little bit of yourself in those guys and sort of that younger generation?
Definitely
bring back some memories of the old days.
I definitely do. I actually have a couple of guys on my line that that I brought up from other restaurants, being my dishwashers like 3-4 years ago, but taking them out the dish pit and showing them the way, in the culinary way, and like showing them how to cook food. Like, people eat every day. People need food to live. So as long as you're good at making food and cooking it, people will always have to eat. So as long as we could do that, and that's what I encourage with them, and just see them now being saute cook or grilling a perfect medium rare steak. Like, that brings some joy to me to see these guys, not too much younger than me, but me seeing them being younger and then growing older into their own.
I love
own
that.
Chef. You
I
know
love
now.
That. What a great spirit. So things that bring you joy from a food perspective, is there a style of food? Is there an ingredient? Is there a dish? Is there a you know, an anchor protein that you just think represents that Caballero attitude
that you
love working with?
As long as it brings the wow factor to me, I love it. Just like when in New York, the week I spent this past week just trying different foods and just being like, okay, what have I never had before? just like simple things like, I've never had a cannoli before. I had my first cannoli at NY, and I'm glad I got it to have it in New York.
Just in New York? Just recently?
Yeah.
Your first cannoli?
The first cannoli.
Now, are we going to see some cannoli here on the menu, matched with some Great Hub ice cream?
Well, maybe that could be a suggestion that we can go to our pastry chefs and like, hey, let's make a cannoli.
Right
ice cream,
on.
You know?
Right
that
on.
That would be pretty awesome. Like home-style Dominican food was a really good one for me, too. I enjoyed everything. I couldn't say one of the things were my favorite, but if I could say one of my favorite meals that I had was in Little Italy, having the veal pizzola just by myself with a nice glass of wine.
Beautiful.
Was really, really nice.
Beautiful.
Nobody rushing me, just taking my time.
Did you discover any just off the wall cocktails at all while you were there?
Nah,
no?
I was more about the food.
All right.
I was more about the food.
Right. Because you don't have to leave Tucson to find great cocktails.
No,
you don't have to leave Tucson to find great food either, as is exemplified by what just landed here on the table. We're going to ask you to walk us through the menu, but we do want to remind all of our listeners that we're going to be doing a trivia question a little bit later on in the show, and the first person to send us a note with the right answer is going to get a gift certificate from Hub to experience Hub and even Ben Caballero for yourself to really get to know him a little bit better. But anyway, stick around. Make sure you listen for the trivia question. We're going to be doing that in just a little bit. So we have some food here, and it looks like you've identified strategically a couple of things from the menu that represent different stories, different personalities, different attitudes, different spirits. And when you think about comfort food, I don't know, Matt, if you're like me, I think, okay, comfort food, tomato soup, grilled cheese, you know, maybe some chicken wings,
meatloaf,
right, you know, some garlic mash. But you've got comfort food manifest in new and sort of interesting ways.
Exactly what I was trying to tell you earlier. Taking what we grew up on, but just throwing that new school flair onto it to make it a little bit more presentable for our guests. And, you know, when you look at something that looks really nice, I think you'll enjoy the meal a lot more.
Well, I would say that it looks very nice. We've taken some photos. They're going to be up on our Facebook page and on our Instagram gallery of gastronomic goodness, On the Menu Live on Facebook, On the Menu Live on Twitter, and On the Menu Live on Instagram. You're going to feast your eyes on this wonderful culinary beauty that Chef Ben Caballero and his team have put together. So let's do a little tasting, Chef.
Of course.
So we have not eaten in a while, so our palates are relatively fresh and ready to go. Now, you've got a lot going on here, Chef.
Yes, sir.
Where would you suggest we start?
Of course, we'll start with one of the favorites is our glory curds.
Yeah, you can't come to the Hub
without
having the glory curds.
I've had people that never set foot in here. I'm sorry.
I haven't heard of the glory curds.
Oh, I don't know what they are. Matt Montgomery.
So yeah. you're perfect.
Are you
you're
ready?
You're going to be a perfect
I'm
example.
Ready.
People are like, you know, oh, I got to stay away from the fried cheese. But it's like, no, just give them a try.
Okay.
Don't
stay away from the fried cheese.
You love them. You love
right.
them if you come.
And I can assure you, Ben Caballero, if someone doesn't like fried cheese, they don't listen to this show. I can guarantee it. All right. So this is actually an historic milestone happening right now.
It is.
Matt Montgomery has never had a glory curd.
Oh.
Now, Chef, is there a way to approach the glory that is the curd?
Yeah, you go ahead in.
Just
go right in.
I almost pulled out a fork. You're like saying,
nah,
put the fork down.
Put your hands and everything.
All right, Matt.
So we get your glory curds. They come from Lynn Dairy out of Wisconsin, out Granton, Wisconsin. And then we make our own little tempura batter with a little bit of beer, sriracha sauce, and tempura mix.
So you've got sriracha in the tempura.
In the tempura and in your ketchup.
You all right, so you're getting a little bit of a double-barrel sriracha
experience. Yeah, it's not too spicy.
Experience.
You're going to love it.
All right. And the cheese, again, is?
From Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin cheese.
I mean, as all good cheese is.
Yeah.
I had some great Wisconsin cheese last night from my good friend Tom and Laurel Wadlin. They are from Wisconsin. They brought some over to the house. I had an 11-year cheddar last night for the first time. I didn't even think cheese would keep 11
years.
It was glorious. But speaking of glory, are you ready,
you
Matt?
I'm ready. I can't wait. You had me at fried, and then the cheese you added in there, and I'm there, man.
It's just another bonus.
Sauce over there. You got to dip it in that sriracha
sauce.
Got to
dip it
goes all together.
That's the glory curd right there, dude. That is it. So,
wow.
One of the things, right?
The
sriracha ketchup
sauce.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh,
it goes good on everything.
One of the things we love, Chef, is the way that you've created so many different textural experiences here. So you have this beautiful crunch of the tempura. Now, it's not this overwhelmingly super deep fried. You got to look around for the cheese.
No.
You know, just almost very light, so it's not overwhelming. But then you've got that bonus. You got the creaminess of that Wisconsin cheese coming through.
Nice. So good.
And then it ends with the kiss of heat from that sriracha. Yeah. So there's a lot going on in what some might consider sort of a simple dish.
Mm-hmm.
Fried cheese. You guys have almost redefined fried cheese. Glory curds. probably one of your show-stopping items.
We go through, I can say, a good almost 20 pounds a day in the cheddar.
20 pounds of cheese a day.
At least 20 pounds. So, like, a case is 10 pounds a case, and then we go through two of them a day.
Wow.
So that's... You think good Lord. A week, man. That's yeah. a lot of cheese, right?
You might have ruined ketchup for me. So with the sriracha and the ketchup, I don't know if I can eat regular ketchup ever again.
Why would you? Seriously.
It's dangerous in the kitchen. You can't keep me away from that stuff.
Now, do people start with the glory curds?
All the time.
Start with the glory curds. Not a meal. I mean, although, you know.
Some people do love it as a meal. I've seen chicken wings on top of glory curds.
Oh, now we've arrived. We've arrived at a very beautiful moment, Chef. Okay.
It's glorious.
Start the tasting with the glory curds. Yeah. You're going to do yourself a favor. All right, so where do we go now?
Then we'll go to ceviche. Growing up again, I loved ceviche all the time. I had aunts and uncles and my dad used to make it a lot. But so right here we have our hub ceviche. We got shrimp and Alaskan cod that is marinated and cooked in lemon and lime juice for at least six hours.
Mm.
For 6 hours, you just let it sit there, move it around so it all cooks evenly. And then we throw a little cucumber and, like, cabbage, pico de gallo style, served on top of some grilled pineapple. We got chipotle aioli on the side to give it a little bit more of a kick for you guys that you guys want a little more heat. And then we got fried Anita Street tortillas.
Oh.
Local.
Fantastic.
I love them.
Great partnership.
Yeah.
Okay, beautiful fresh fish. You said this is a chipotle aioli?
Chipotle aioli.
And you said talked about grilled pineapple. You know why we can tell that they're grilled?
Because the grill marks.
Because you can see the grill marks. So, they, you know, people say, oh, it's grilled this or grilled that. But I look for the marks when you say something like that.
I thought about mixing it in all together. But to show that it was a grilled pineapple, we decided to keep a disc and... cut it up for you so you're not fighting with it, but you definitely take a couple chips, use it as your fork, and the only thing you have to cut, I like the pineapple at the end because it gives you like a little sweetness, like to cleanse your palate.
I was going to say, there's a cleansing spirit to that,
like,
to that
it's
pineapple.
It's like sushi and your ginger. It's kind of a different approach.
Listen to this guy. I mean, seriously, this is awesome. This is another great place to start.
This was,
I have to decide where you're going to start with the glory curds or the ceviche.
It was really hard for me because this was a replacement for the poke, which you had last year.
Yeah.
And you really enjoyed. And that was a really good seller. But then going into summer, we wanted to switch it up a little bit and be able to utilize more of the product that we have in-house.
And look at the presentation, the colors that come off these plates. You know, as we always say, the way a food, you know, a dish looks is, for me, it's just as important as the way it tastes.
Yes, sir.
And you guys have taken special care to create the artistry of the dish and to celebrate the artistry of the dish. I mean, look at those avocados, man.
It's so beautiful, the whole thing. And sitting here with the sun coming in, it's so hot out there today, and you take a bite of that ceviche, and it's just like, just cools you off and kind of makes you feel like you're sitting on a beach somewhere.
It's like Ralph was talking about great cocktails to have when it's sweltering outside. This is a great dish to have to complement those great cocktails.
Exactly.
All right. Well, the time has come. We're going to continue our conversation with you, but we do have to take a commercial break and give away a gift certificate. So if you guys thought about a fun trivia question to ask our listeners, have you put some thought to that? Ralph, have you thought about it? What's it going to be? All right. What is it going to be? Here. All right. We're going to put them on the air. All right. What's a good trivia question to ask our listeners? Go ahead and put on the headset.
So, you know, we were thinking about, we have a few items here that definitely stand out amongst others as far as, for 5 years now that we've been open, people come in screaming for them. So we decided, you know, we're going to talk appetizers since appetizers are a good thing to have in the summertime. And we want to know what everybody thinks our number one selling appetizer here in the restaurant for the last, let's say, 4 years.
Okay, so there is one answer.
There is one answer.
There is an appetizer on the menu today that has been the best selling appetizer on the menu for how long?
Oh, I would say over 4 years.
Over 4 years. There's only one.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to know what that is. If you think you know the answer to the question, send us a note right now at onthemenulive@gmail.com. Again, onthemenulive@gmail.com. First person that sends us an email with the right answer is going to get a gift certificate to experience Hub Restaurant and Creamery. We're going to take another quick commercial break and thank a couple of our sponsors. We're going to be coming back with Chef Ben Caballero to continue our tasting and maybe talk a little ice cream in this live broadcast from Hub Restaurant and Creamery. Stick around. Be right back.
The Tucson Originals Restaurants is a dynamic group of independently owned, fine dining, casual, and neighborhood restaurants. Since 1999, Tucson Originals Restaurants have been working together to preserve and promote the unique culinary spirit of Tucson. This alliance has helped many of Tucson's signature restaurants thrive and become icons in the Tucson dining scene. Tucson Originals provides support to member restaurants to ensure locally owned restaurants continue to offer wonderful and diverse dining experiences right here in Tucson. Tucson Originals connects Tucsonans with the local food community in interesting and interactive ways, including fundraising for local charities and food demonstrations at local events. Check out their website at TucsonOriginals.com for the latest in local dining action and amazing dining deals throughout the year. And follow them on Facebook and Twitter at Tucson Originals. Whether you're a local restaurant owner or just love good food, check out Tucson Originals restaurants and be a part of something delicious.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. We're coming to you live from Hub Restaurant and Creamery on Congress in the heart of downtown Tucson, having a great time with Matt Montgomery from Three Wells Distilling and Chef Ben Caballero, executive chef extraordinaire here at Hub. Before we get back to the tasting, Matt Montgomery, you have this agave spirit that you guys have been doing for a while, but you've got a reposado coming out here pretty soon.
We do, yeah. We're actually getting it down. We should start getting it down this coming week into once-used Kentucky bourbon barrels, full 50. 3 gallons. It's going to sit. Reposado means rested.
Right.
So it will rest in those barrels for somewhere between 3 to 4 months, or you never know. Hopefully it'll be 3 to 4 months. It might be as long as 11 months. But we're expecting to have that out sometime in the fall, just in time for the weather to start cooling off and you're wanting to drink those brown liquors again.
I'll be standing in line. Is there a way that you can get that information out? Are you using your Facebook page? Do you have an email newsletter? Or how are you getting that word out?
Yeah, primarily we use our Facebook page. It'll also be on our website. Our website always has good updates on it. That's www.threewellsdistilling.com. Super easy.
It's that easy.
Yeah, it's that easy. Also, we're super open. You can get my contact info off of that webpage and call me anytime.
People can call you. Yeah, you want to talk to the distiller? Pick up the phone, call, and you answer.
I answer every time. You know, I even let people stop by and check it out in the middle of the day just with a non-organized tour. If I'm there, you can come by and see it.
I love it. We want to encourage all of our listeners to get to know Matt and Chris and the entire team there at Three Wells. We're back here with Chef Ben Caballero, which is a fun name to say, Matt.
It is. I don't think I can say it correctly.
Try it. I want you to say it.
Ben Caballero.
There it is!
Did I get it?
Yes,
Ben Caballero.
Yes. No, nothing wrong with that.
Executive Chef Ben, nice to have you back. So we did some beautiful glory curds.
Yes, sir.
We did this great, fresh, you know, wonderful ceviche, grilled pineapple, gorgeous aioli. Again, the emerald green sheen coming off those avocados. You got a couple other things here online for us to check out.
Yes, sir.
What do we got going on?
We'll go right here to – this is a dish that's pretty close to me. It's actually followed me a couple of places and not – really by choice, but people actually request for it to be on the menu. I started making them actually at the Hacienda, and I put them on the menu at Posco, and then they followed them to me.
So there's a dish that you created that now has a brand in and of itself.
Yeah, it's a garden chili enchilada with green sauce. Salsa verde, fresh salsa verde, poblanos, Anaheims, grilled red onion, tomatoes, tomatillos. Bunch of stuff that is flavored in our salsa mixed with a little sour cream base.
Oh,
so it's that
gosh.
White and green, not traditional red enchilada, again, with Anita Street tortillas, keeping them local.
Loving them.
Love it.
Loving
and
them.
And with chicken and peppers and onions all on the inside. Topped with queso fresco and a house-made pico de gallo, accompanied with our ranchero beans.
Oh, so these are the I've not had your ranchero beans before, by the way.
Yeah, the ranchero beans. I started making them for our brunch menu, the huevos rancheros that we do here. And they liked them so much, we decided just to put them on with our enchiladas.
I'm going to go in with the beans first, just because they look gorgeous.
I'm going in with the enchilada first.
Meat in the middle.
Mmm. Again, those beans, a little sweet, a little savory, both working together. Gorgeous.
And a little bit of, just a little tad bit of heat with a poblano.
And what peppers do you got going on inside this dish?
In here, I got almost all of them. We got poblano peppers, Anaheim peppers, red bell peppers, red onions, and our farm-raised chicken.
There's a nice kind of char almost I'm getting from that. I don't know if that's from the
right.
The chicken or the...
I believe we're getting from the tortillas.
The tortillas.
So as they bake, and you get that outside where it starts to crisp and real nice. I think it gives us a nice little char.
And then it's
when
fantastic.
And when you get into the middle of it, and you get the cheese and everything. And then you have, especially, we have also Oaxaca and cheddar cheese. And so you have three different types of cheeses on here. three different types of peppers. You got all types of stuff going on.
This is comfort cuisine hub style.
Yes, sir.
By the delicate and gifted and credentialed hands of Chef Ben Caballero. Absolutely beautiful. Okay, so we have time for one more item. And again, this is comfort food. Again,
it's
redefining
so
this whole experience for us. Chef, where are we going to be ending our tasting today?
We're ending it with our daily fish dish. We bring in different types of fishes every day. But right now we have our Mexican sea bass cabrilla.
Oh, beautiful.
Ooh,
beautiful.
Served over some white cilantro rice and stewed calabacitas, topped with avocado poblano compound butter and fried kale chips. But on our fish, which everybody can't see right now unless you see it, check out the pictures later, is that our cabrilla is crusted in, again, Anita Street tortilla chips.
Oh, nice.
We need to get Anita on the show next time.
Or just go to Anita and get some of these.
Exactly.
Omar, the guy who runs it, is actually always, he's like on speed dial whenever I need him. And I've had a relationship, like a business relationship with him for a good almost 5 years, so he always takes care of me. But right here, this, you should just dig right in it.
It's beautiful.
Really crisping it, really flaky. You get some crunch, and then with your stewed tomatoes and I think your roasted corn gives it a nice sweetness to your calabacitas.
So I do want to take a couple seconds to talk about ice cream. Before we do that, quickly, your hours of operation. You're doing lunch, you're doing dinner, happy hour?
We're doing all. We open up at 11 a.m. in the morning every day till midnight every night.
Every night. Serving full menu
Monday,
up until then?
Monday through Friday.
What are you doing? You got to have like
Monday through Friday. I'm sorry.
Like
Monday
a limited menu doing that late night? Or are you doing everything?
We're doing everything.
You can walk in and get that cabrilla at 11 o'clock at night?
Yes, you can. If everybody else is closed, you can always come to the hub and get enchiladas, cabrilla. We got all different types of stuff in here.
I dig it. What's the one ice cream at Hub that you think, now we've had a lot of flavors going on here, is there one that finishes the experience that you think is a manifestation of bringing it all home or bringing it all together, one flavor of ice cream at Hub?
I think they're all great. I think everybody should come in and try them all.
Great answer.
And don't even stick to one of them.
Great answer. Last time I had Sandy Ford on the show, she said salted caramel.
A fan of the salted caramel, but I think all of them are just as equally great.
And I'm sure it's a fan of you. We're all fans of you, Chef Ben Caballero. Listen, thank you for everything you do in this community and for keeping us fed with such spirit. We love your program here, and we love your cuisine, and we love everything about you.
Thank
you so much. Matt Montgomery, always fun having a cocktail with you.
Thank you, Matt. Appreciate it.
Three Wells Distilling. Everybody check them out because they got a lot more to tell.
We do. We've got a ton more to tell. Look us up or call us, whatever you need.
If you missed any part of this show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on our website, onthemenulive.com, early next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell reminding you, if it's Saturday at 5, it is On The Menu Live. Cheers, fellow.